Hi, welcome to Adulting on Hard Mode, a new podcast about adult life when you are chronically ill and neurodivergent on top of it. We're your hosts. I'm Tanya. This is Carrie. And I'm going to let Carrie go ahead and introduce herself first, and then we can go on from there.
Okay. Well, hi. I'm Carrie. I'm going to talk quietly until I'm not going to talk quietly. Anyways, I'm a 34-year-old stay-at-home mom with two adult kids and one preteen. I don't know.
Yeah, he's 10.
He acts like a preteen. Anyway, I'm chronically ill and neurodivergent. I have Tourette syndrome, so sometimes I say funny things, but I don't like to talk about it. So we just go with the flow.
Yeah.
What else?
I think that was like a lot of just anxiety on the first episode. Whoa, we had a lot of tics there. It's not always like that.
Yeah, they go away.
Yeah, yeah. I know you've had a lot of chronic illnesses. Like, what chronic illnesses are you comfortable just kind of divulging that we have right away?
I mean, well, obviously I have Tourette syndrome. What else? Diagnosed with, depression and anxiety and fibromyalgia, and we're looking into, an EDS diagnosis currently, and I think that's all I'm gonna divulge right now.
Okay.
I can get into more
later
but episodes.
Those are some of the big...
The big ones.
Big hot button ones. I'm Tanya. I am 35 years old. I am married, no children that I know of. We have multiple cats. We have four cats, two dogs. We foster kittens. I am a nurse of many, many years, but I recently quit my job out of the blue, which is kind of how we ended up here.
Doing a podcast.
Yeah. this is how this came about. I kind of just got burned out. I also have anxiety. I wouldn't say depression. I would definitely, even my counselor has been like, you're right, you're burnt out. I'm like, a little depressed, probably fine. ADHD was a big diagnosis for me, as well as having POTS. It became a big issue for me when I was trying to medicate the ADHD. So we are never feeling good a lot of the time, like ever. And it's really hard to think. And the really hard to think part makes it really hard to want to work.
Mm-hmm.
I know that I would wake up and just feel miserable and not know how I got through most of the day. I really don't. At the same time, you know, Carrie's been...
I've been going through a transition in the last, two or three years?
Yeah, major.
From working full-time in a hospital and...
Where we met.
Yeah, and taking care of patients and taking care of my family to being a full-time homemaker, being disabled.
And it came on very quickly. Like,
my decline was very quick. It was insane. Oh my gosh.
Because you had chronic illnesses like all along.
Yeah.
I know when we worked together, you would have days where you couldn't come in
just because I was sick.
Yeah. And a lot of that at that time was linked to, they were calling it fibromyalgia and anxiety and IBS and a lot of things.
Yeah.
And one of our big things is we're realizing a lot of diagnoses that have been missed.
Or
misdiagnosed, which have led to other things.
And years of turmoil and misery and trauma and all that, everything that goes with it. So now we're on a journey to see what we can do to make it better, make ourselves better, and also see if we can find a side hustle or a side job or work from home, something that can work for us or work for other homemakers or work for other people that are quitting their jobs and wanting a different, an income and a different avenue.
To see the if these things are actually possible or not when you don't feel good most of the time.
When you have other things to take care of, also like a home or a family.
Right.
Or if you're a caregiver that's taking care of somebody that's chronically ill or disabled. Also,
so many things.
Yeah, so many things. So many people.
And there's so many things that are advertised out there, like, you do this and you're going to make so much money. And I think that's one of the things that, like, I personally, like, I want to talk about what we're going through and all those things, but I really want to find those things and just be like, you know what, actually, like, it doesn't work unless you're being, it's basically an MLM.
Yeah.
It's what a lot of these scams actually are MLMs in, like, quick, fast work from home. Just use this referral code, and that's where all the money actually just comes from, is the referral code.
Yeah, I feel like we both see that there's a lot of misinformation out there about the work from homes, the side hustles, the get money quick, and we just want to see for ourselves if it works, how it works, how long it works, and just all of that, seeing if it's doable, stuff like this, starting a podcast, social media content creation, surveys, Plasma, anything.
Well, like, we do have limits, you know.
Can't do feet pics.
Oh, I know, it's so disappointing.
Dang,
but
husbands.
It is one of those husband rules. So we have, you know, those limits, but I think a lot of people do have those limits of what you can do. We are still looking
for the dogs
at, like, remote jobs.
For the dogs,
remote jobs that you don't need to talk to people from. Also, I think one of my biggest things is the anxiety of being on the phone with people and dreading having to talk to people. But, like,
yeah, so I have severe anxiety. I've been diagnosed with 3 different anxiety disorders, and talking on the phone to strangers is one of my biggest fears, even though it was my first job when I was 15.
Yeah. And kind of basically, like, your last job ended up,
and yeah, and how my last job ended up. But it is still just so I can do it for the right amount of money. So I guess that's part of what we'll see, is how much is the right amount of money for me to get over my anxiety.
Yeah, that's kind of where mine lays too. Well, and like the last job that I ended up just quitting, I realized that
I was gay.
Just the anxiety related to the people, like, to talking to people, because I'm always scared that they're gonna be angry or mad at me, or I'm gonna say something wrong. Like,
yeah,
it's not even like people, like, it's the
specific
terror that I am going to say something wrong and they're going to hate me.
Yeah, I feel like, well, I completely agree. I also feel like part of that comes from the specific demographic that we were dealing with at our last job together. We worked at a cancer center, and we were dealing with patients that were in their most vulnerable state. So we, of course, wanted to give the best patient care possible. They obviously wanted to get answers. And so it was such a tense environment all the time that I feel like almost every one of us that has anxiety was so afraid of saying the wrong thing or
upsetting
somebody, yeah. Tripping over, walking on eggshells. We were walking on eggshells.
And you never knew what set people off. I And I understood a lot of it. And that was, you know, in general, like I've worked in the ICU, I've worked mm-hmm. in other, and in general, you never know what will set someone off. And it's generally the one thing I always try really hard to remind myself is that like what is interpreted isn't always what was meant. Like people weren't yeah. trying to give that off mm-hmm. necessarily, even if that's how they interpreted it or how I interpreted it. Because I remember even like getting somebody very upset because I giggled on the phone with them. And it was a nervous giggle, mm-hmm. but they felt like I had laughed at them for that situation. Mm-hmm. But I was just trying to smile and have my customer service and be like, oh, I'm so sorry. I understand. Like, and they just took it as me laughing in their face.
Yeah.
So you just never know. And a lot of that, even like, I can't even just talk and try to be friendly without offending people. Like, I feel mm-hmm. like no matter what I do, I offend people, I guess. And I, that's just customer service, though,
yeah.
in general. Like, you cannot get a customer service job and not offend somebody.
Totally. Totally. So, anyways, that's just a little bit about us and what we are currently, dealing with
going
and why
through.
We yeah, why yeah. that was why we decided to start down this venture, down this podcast adventure. So here we are, and for the next couple of episodes we're gonna just talk about ourselves, talk about our side hustles,
yeah,
basically just
what's going on, what's working, what's not working, what's happening with us, what we're doing in our medical life too, because mm-hmm. I think there's a lot of people at the same point where we are, where they haven't felt good for so long. They've been seeing all this information. I feel like a lot of the things that we're trying to seek out are things that we found on TikTok,
yeah,
like, you know, trying to get diagnoses and stuff. And so we're also gonna, you know, kind of talk about our journey through the medical appointments and trying to get through those hoops. Like, I feel like I've already been pointed in wrong directions so much, and we really dislike the medical system, and we've worked in it for years.
Worked in it for years. And I feel like, honestly, for me, that's part of why I don't like the medical system, because I worked
in it.
And yeah. that's, I'm treading delicately. I don't want to say more than that, but because I worked in it, I know the medical system. And so it terrifies me.
I think it's more, it's terrifying to me just because of not thinking like, no, people never got care. It's more for me that like you are perceived differently by everybody. Even if they have the same information, everybody thinks so differently. Like, mm-hmm. the fact that medicine is done by people, there's always going to be an error, and people don't, they use their human judgment, and that sometimes is the problem, is they don't, like, add to that as all. They're just like, this is what this is. And I think that was one of my biggest frustrations going through it has been I've been told what it is and finding out that's not what it was at all.
Yeah, I agree. I've had that happen. I was diagnosed in, 2009 with bipolar disorder mm-hmm. and dissociative disorder. And here we are, you know, over a decade later, finding out that the bipolar disorder was a misdiagnosis and the dissociative disorder was obviously something greater. Or more specific, but that was over a decade later.
Yeah.
You know, and part of that, I feel like, comes from my symptoms getting worse over the years, and also part of it just because, I mean, we see it because I'm a woman, I'm female, I'm AFAB, whatever, I'm female at birth. There's not a lot of research on AFAB people
in general,
let alone medical research. And so a lot of the medical research comes from white males. So a lot of the symptoms and stuff get missed until we are older and suffering. And that's what
we really think. I'd say more with Carrie than with me, like, a lot more. Like, she's had the ringer. And I think that's part of it, too, for us, is that, like, she is such a different look into the same size, different sides of the same coin, I guess.
Yeah.
Where, like, her stuff is all so much more intense and traumatized due to, like, more experiences.
Yeah, we're definitely at different points in our medical journey. I'm obviously a little further because I've been dealing with symptoms for a little longer than you have. And so you're just starting to see it. But, oh, man, am I an experienced medical trauma survivor. Fuck. Love it.
I mean, that was one of the things that we agreed upon before we ever even discussed this podcast. We agreed upon the fact that this year was our year. We're going to go to that doctor and we're going to say, like, hey, we think X, Y, and Z. Like, we think fibromyalgia might actually be Ehlers-Danlos syndrome and I can't remember what else it was.
So anyways, that's kind of just a little bit about our story, a little bit about our journey as to why we're doing this, yeah. Why we want to do this, why we're pursuing this, why it's important to us. And so now, just really quickly, we're just going to talk about kind of the stuff we have planned for the podcast and see if anyone's interested, really.
Yeah. I guess kind of starting with some of the other things we're doing right now that we're going to discuss the whole time. The big two are we're looking at remote work from home jobs or side hustles, and if they actually work, wanting to commit maybe, I think for some of those bigger ones where they're like, oh, it takes a while, a few months. Mm-hmm. With the small ones, maybe a month. You know, things like games and surveys and all those little ones that are always like, do this, I make so much money.
Yeah, that's what we're going to be. Yeah, do you really? We're going to find out. We're going to try it out.
That's what we want to try out.
So, yeah.
Other things that we're doing would be Carrie's currently in school.
Oh, yeah, that's a big one. I'm in part-time school, just getting basics out of the way at 34 years old, because why not start an adventure? Like, fuck it. I mean, I don't know. That's what I said.
At the same time, I was really questioning if I will continue anything in healthcare, if I want to be a nurse at all anymore. So I am pursuing schooling through Coursera,
however you say that.
Yeah. Getting some certificates, trying it out in data analytics, seeing if maybe I can apply that later to even apply it to nursing to do some clinical analytics or something like that.
And just briefly, Coursera, I'm pretty sure I'm saying that wrong. It's Coursera. When you go, they have free classes. Just check it out. You don't have to pay. There's an option to pay for it. I'll rephrase. You don't have to pay for it. There is an option to pay for it and get certain certifications if you want to. It's $56 a month, I think.
I believe it's $56 a month, and then it's like $400 a year. I happened to grab it when it was $200 off.
Okay.
So I think paid for a whole year of whatever certifications you go through, or you can pay a monthly subscription.
Monthly subscription, but they do have free courses on there. Mm-hmm. I know I'm taking a free course on bookkeeping just to add that to my list on my resume. I'm also doing one on social media content creation through, like I said, Coursera, but I think it's Meta that does it.
Yeah, I think it just depends on who those ones are through. Some of them are only with like the program, and then the other thing that they like to do is they like to withhold the certificate. So if it's like, I really want this to have a certificate on my resume in LinkedIn, I think specifically they throw in some of them. So otherwise, they have tons of free ones. I have some other, like, I've done other courses before, and there are ones that I plan on doing eventually that I had bought, and I just never make time for myself ever. And I guess that's one of the other things we want to kind of do at the ends of, you know, episodes as well, or maybe making specific episodes about it, is the different things in terms of, hey, how is the self-care going? What have we been doing? What's working?
Yeah, because it's really important. We both feel like it's really important. We are taking on a lot. We're taking on a lot to pursue this. We're taking on a lot to make sure that this works out, and so that we can get accurate information to other people that are in our situations. And so because this takes a lot of time and a lot of effort, a lot of energy, like a full-time job or a part-time job, we also have to make sure that we are taking care of ourselves so that we don't get burnt out from this too, and continue to have no options.
Yeah. It's unfortunate. But the people who do these kind of things, who want to pursue all these things and pursue side hustles, sometimes we're the ones who want to just do them all. Mm-hmm. Like, I can find time for all of them, right? But, you know, I've had several people, I've been out of work for 2.5 weeks now, 2.5 weeks now. And the first week, I couldn't do anything.
You did nothing, but
I did nothing.
Think, talk.
Played video games, talked, and scrolled through Indeed.com, throwing out my resume.
Yeah.
But not with effort. I was just throwing out my resume. I wasn't doing a cover letter or anything too fancy for that first week. The second week, actually, at the end of the first week, I think is when I suggested, like, hey, let's start a podcast.
Yeah,
I was like, let's start a podcast. I'm looking up things to do for money. Starting a podcast is one of them. And, like, I can run with that. Like, I'm doing this to start a side gig. Let's talk about doing side gigs. Let's talk about burnout. Let's talk about why I literally want to do it.
Yeah.
Second week, still really rough, though. Like, that second week, I wanted more than anything to feel good enough to go outside for a walk. That was, like, my goal every day, was to go outside for a walk. And I did that for the first time yesterday.
Okay.
Yesterday.
That's good.
Yeah, so that was 2.5 weeks in.
That's good. I think.
So.
Yeah, and so I think that's also important to mention. So we're obviously at different levels of energy and stuff like that. And so that's going to be one of the highlights of while we're doing this, is that we both have, I would say, very different. I say very different because in my head it's very different. But
It is quite different in terms of our problems.
Yeah, we have very different problems, very different life situations. And so, you know, for some things, she's obviously going to put in more effort. I said she, holla. Anyway, I got it in there. Anyway, she's obviously going to put more effort into some things than I am. And I'm obviously going to be able to put more effort into some things than she is. And y'all are going to get that aspect of it, of how much of this specific job can I do while I'm burnt out, you know, or how far can I get
With these things,
yeah. Doing a podcast, being a content creator, doing surveys, you know, going to school or whatever it is that you
in like hear. A reasonable amount of time too, yeah. Because like I feel like I'm always advertised with like, oh, well, you did this and I put all this work into it, and then you like they've done it for so long and they have these numbers and they're doing all these other things. Mm-hmm. And the people who are doing those things are advertising because it's a lot of times the advertising is what gets you the money. And I'm not going to say we will not advertise.
We're probably
not. We're definitely going to utilize some of the affiliate links if we want to. Yeah, it's absolutely one of the side hustles.
We're going to try anything.
And so, I mean, being up front, I have no problem with affiliate links. I think those are great, but we have things, you know, like I will tell you if, like, you went to this company, they give you money to refer people. That's pretty much all they're good for.
Mm-hmm.
I would probably have a list of good and bad sites.
Yeah, so
but I'm not sure that I would want to even put referral links to sites that I don't think are worth it. I think we'll just stick with the good sites.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind mentioning what site. I mean, obviously, we're going to mention what sites we don't think are good, but I'm not going to be like, but here's my referral
link. Referral link, right. Yeah. I think having a list of ones that we have tried and are bad, like a good and a bad list of... Yeah. We'll set some criteria, I guess, and have those lists, too.
Absolutely.
Because I already have some that I think will be bad, but... We'll have to find out.
We've started, yeah, so that, and that, to touch on that, we've kind of already started, obviously, because we need content, and we need stuff to talk about for this podcast that we're currently filming. So we've kind of already started, obviously, as Tanya said, I'm in school, we're both doing Coursera, or whatever the fuck it's called. We're committed to doing the podcast, we're gonna start posting on social media, I guess. She's been posting on social media.
I'm like, look at this cute cat video. And so, like, that's mostly, I mean...
That's still more than me.
Honestly, I didn't even edit the last couple. Yeah. Because I'm just like, I don't care. But I've been in burnout. Like, it's so hard to care about anything for me right now, too. Like, it's so hard to keep my focus. It's so hard...
I feel like
you're helping me a lot. If Carrie wasn't there and hadn't been like, yep, we're doing this, call me on the phone, this is happening, and then like, oh yep, I already went in and like spent, so we have already invested in the podcast. I think we'll have to eventually, once we've done a few episodes, do one on making the podcast.
Yeah.
Because we invested so far just in some materials, and then we went for it and just trademarked the name. Mm-hmm. And part of that for us was just to
make sure that
the ball rolling and commit.
Yeah, we're both really bad at commitment. We have a lot of great ideas and then we never follow through. So part of the way for the incentive for us to follow through is we've spent money on it. So we're invested. And that's part of, I was going to touch on, and I forgot about it, but I'm going to touch on it real quick with you, is... Obviously, I'm in school and stuff. We have some privileges and stuff that other people are not going to be able to do.
I'm not even comfortable. I have a time limit on income rolling in and doing this.
So there's a time limit. There's certain things that we're going to do that we have a little more privilege to invest in some money, and we'll be upfront and honest about that. Versus something that's completely 100% free or requires a computer or like the nitty gritty of it.
Yeah.
That's great. Instead of just saying, this is a work from home position, like really tell y'all it's a work from home position, but you need 2 years of experience, and that's what people aren't telling you, you know, or stuff like that.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be, I think, a mix of being a little bit of like, hey man, we get it. Everything sucks. Mm-hmm. That's unfortunately 2024. Yay. Here's what we found. Here's what we're doing. And Carrie just passed out. This will just take a second. Along with her tics, occasionally she does pass out. So, takes a second. Goose is just checking on her. Good job, Goose. Maybe not quite so intense.
I know. His tongue action right there.
That was a lot of tongue action, yeah.
Okay, anyways. I wasn't expecting that.
That's okay. I didn't either. You did a nice sucking your breath quick. Goose came to save the day. Goose is not a trained service dog, but... Wow, and there's a candle up there, I just realized, too. So, safety first, Goose. Safety first.
Good job, dog. God, fuck.
Was I supposed to lick your mouth?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Bloopers. It's just like, maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe not. Yeah. We'll see. Water break.
We'll talk about it later.
So... Sometimes you'll be getting some good information from us, and sometimes you'll be getting just our little ADHD dribble. Sometimes we'll have stuff ready for you, and sometimes we won't because of chronic illness and neurodivergency. And when that happens, we'll be upfront.
Especially with like how these side hustles are working through our highs and lows, yes. I think, because they're just going to happen. I mean... I committed to this. We committed to this. That's why we did the purchase and started it. Mm-hmm. But also, like, I need to be sure I have, like, stable income. Like, yeah. I have to be working. So if I can't get this going, then you'll have probably a lot more of me being like, well, with a full-time job, you can't do this side hustle, it's too much, or things like that. Otherwise, I'm really trying to commit to this as making those side hustles be the full-time jobs. So
yeah, I agree. I'm 100% committed, just because I physically cannot work a job. Apparently physically,
yeah, I mean, we literally have it on camera. So, and you know, that's one thing that has been a general struggle. We literally have it on camera now. We have your Tourette's and your fainting pass outs, which, just happen sometimes. And that's part of the struggle of things we're looking into with her.
Mm-hmm. I had been, well, I mean, I guess I could say I had been formally diagnosed with functional neurological disorder.
Oh, that's right.
Or FND. I have trouble with that diagnosis because of stigma. It was previously called conversion disorder and was mainly treated psychiatrically. But there has been new research and information since then that it's been changed. The treatment is different and all that, but I'm self-conscious about it. But anyways, I've developed FND, and so sometimes I just randomly faint and have seizures and can't walk and all that jazz. I don't know.
And I mean, that's a big part of, like, we do have times when you're using a mobility aid, for long stretches of time. And that's been going on chronically, progressively getting worse the last 3 years. And that's part of why you ended up staying home.
I could say I've been mainly, and my head hurts so bad. I just want to point that out.
Oh, no.
My head hurts so bad.
From passing out?
Yeah, but...
Oh, no.
Anyways, I've been mainly in my wheelchair for the last year. I haven't been using my walker. I use my cane if I don't use my wheelchair, but I've mostly been to a wheelchair. I haven't been driving since, what, October of last year, I think. Mm-hmm.
Because it started really to progress.
Yeah, my fainting.
Randomly.
Yeah, my fainting started in 2022, and I thought it was my medication, because I was on a medication for my Tourette's that is also a blood pressure medication, and so I thought my blood pressure was just getting too low, and that's why I was fainting. Mm. And we took me off of that, and I kept fainting, and here we are going on 2 years later.
Exactly, yeah.
And now I'm fainting all the time, every day, at random moments.
We're thinking orthostatic hypotension also. Yeah. And POTS is a concern.
Yeah. I don't I mean, it's a concern, but it's not high on my list. I would probably say it's more orthostatic hypotension than anything.
Than anything.
Just because I know I have that recorded.
I think there's also so much stigma around, like, having it recorded and not recorded, because that's one of those things that I'm so self-conscious about,
too. That's my own, I'll be honest, that's my own internalized ableism. I mean, it's from medical trauma, being medically gaslit, but I feel like I have to have stuff on video or in pictures, like, or on actual proof, so that when I go into the doctors, they won't just tell me it's my anxiety.
I mean that's, well, that was a big thing with why I even, like, quit the last job, was because I had to just tell somebody. Like, I could tell what was going on. I couldn't give any extra information. I did not like the, like, constraints of my very last job. I only worked at it for, like, a couple of weeks. I think I did 1 week of actually interacting with people and couldn't even finish. Mm-hmm. So, it's so hard when you've been medically gaslit.
Yes.
And you're just looking for help, and you've been told these things, and you've already gone through these things, and then you have to go back in and watch other people going through it, but you're just, like, middleman person. You have no control over anything unless you're the doctor. No control. You have some advice. You may or may not be able to give it out, depending on where you work. But you know what? Also, not every nurse has good advice. Little tidbit out there for anybody wondering. Not every nurse has good advice.
Yeah, not every nurse has good advice.
This
not
is very important. Not every nurse
important. Has good intentions.
And I'm not saying every nurse on social media is bad and don't listen to any nurse or anything like that, but not every nurse is smart. Some people are just really good at taking tests.
Mm-hmm.
And that's true. That's the thing. So, I think that this should maybe wrap up the first episode.
I mean, we've gone over, I mean, we do need to do our little self-care corner real quick.
Yeah.
Before we wrap up.
Okay.
We need to do our self-care corner, and burnout prevention. And then, next week we'll be talking about,
I think actually we're gonna next week go into those side hustles, money, things we've been doing with that, feelings about that, and probably just talking some more and trauma bonding with y'all. Basically,
we plan, I say this very tentatively because obviously we're a little
we're gonna try to put out weekly episodes.
Yes. So weekly episodes, our first couple of episodes we're doing in person, and then from there on out, because we live in different cities now, we're gonna be doing it via computer, via video chat.
Yeah, mostly. Which shouldn't change anything in terms of maybe just the views you get, but generally not
the views. Honestly, I think the only thing is the comfort. Like, we'll be more comfortable.
Yeah,
I feel like
probably.
And so you might just get a little more funny dialogue.
This view of Goose laying the couch. I mean, like, he's gonna find something there.
I mean, they'll get it from me because he's
stop it. You stinky.
Anyway.
All right. Well, self-care corner. My big thing was that I did go on a walk. I actually managed to go on a walk this morning, which is, like, great, because it was snowing this weekend. We got, like, several inches of snow. There's literally snow on the roads on my drive out here today still.
Really?
Yeah, from where they plowed it along the highway. I took video. I'm going to post some video.
Okay,
because cool. I was like, what is this? But I was also like, I'm on my way to Carrie's house. You know, right now for me with the self-care, at least, it's just letting myself not do things. I think I'm very much still in the spot of just trying to let myself not do things, and that's why it was a big deal I took a walk the other day. Mm-hmm. And today is because I've been trying to be okay that I don't. So it's, I don't know, it's a work in progress. We're working on getting better.
Yeah, I think my self-care, because I have a lot going on this week. I have a big paper with school and homework that I'm procrastinating on and homeschool that I'm procrastinating on and all that kind of stuff. So I think my self-care corner moment for this week has just been allowing myself to be present, to just be present.
And that's fine. I think that's great self-care. I think it's important for people to recognize it. I think last week, that was where I was trying to get myself to as well. And something we all should really just
I'm trying really hard to not beat myself up over the work that I'm not doing, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because obviously you see this, I mean, behind us, you see the state of my house.
I mean, yeah. But so, like, it happens sometimes. We have houses that get
messy because we live here.
And you just can't. Like, sometimes you just can't. And it's okay.
Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm doing for self-care corner this week. And yeah, that's all I'm allowing myself to do. I'm not going to make it any more complicated than that, because if I complicate it, I'm going to end up having a panic attack.
Yeah. That's it. That's it. That's great.
So, all right. Anyway, that's it for today's episode. All of our, you can find us on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, all the social media platforms at Adulting on Hard Mode.
Yeah.
So, check us out.
Exactly. Have a good week.
Weekend. Week.
Week.
Day. Have a good whatever you want.